You're listening to the Rise FM Drive. It's the Big Zillow on air. We did promise you that we will be talking to Baba Alua. That is Bulelwa. I apologize for that. That's Bulelwa Adonis, who is representing an organization called Women for Change. Bulelwa, welcome to the Rise FM Drive.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Uphilile, ma'am?
I'm good, thank you.
Ngiyezwa ma silungiselela ukuthi sixoxisane nawe on this interview with regards to ukungajabuli kwenu ukubona uChris Brown ezophefoma eMzansi abe enegemegeme zakhe. Ngizwa kuthiwa South Africans are trolling you on social media. What is going on there? Maybe just to clarify that. Ingabe mhlawumbe into ekuthintayo noma you are standing on your truth?
Exactly what you said. We are standing on our truth. We are receiving a lot of hate. It's coming to us personally. People are coming to my personal accounts as well, our founder, etc. Just as a team as a whole, we're getting a lot of hate. You know, Chris Brown fans are clearly showing that they would rather have entertainment over understanding the cause of why we're doing what we're doing. Assuming that this is a personal matter, then really we are focused on our main agenda, standing on integrity, which is creating awareness against gender-based violence and femicide in South Africa.
Now, just maybe to clarify to everybody out there listening to us right now, tell us about Women for Change. What is Women for Change?
So Women for Change is an NPO. We have been in existence since 2016, and our founder started this organization when a young girl had been brutally raped at a very popular known running spot in Cape Town. And since then, she's been on this mission of creating awareness against gender-based violence, and it has only grown ever since. And as an organization, we've become a safe place for victims and survivors, as well as their families, you know, if they require legal assistance, psychological assistance, and just for us to reference them to the right people to help them out. So mainly we're an organization that fights for the human rights of women and children in South Africa, and we share their stories, so that we can keep their stories and their memories alive.
I hear you. Mm-hmm. Now, tell me, your dissatisfaction with Chris Brown performing in South Africa, is it in particular about the timing right after the 16 days of activism against the abuse of women and children, or is it about the artist himself as well, or is it the collective of the two?
This is bigger than Chris Brown. This is bigger than Chris Brown. I'm so glad you asked this question. It's so necessary because the timing is quite telling. 16 days of activism against GBV ends on the 10th of December. So his concerts are on the 14th and the 15th of December. That's 4 and 5 days after 16 days of activism, which tells us that as a country, leniency is normal. You know, if it comes with platforms, if it comes with fame, but just in general, there's a normalization of a lack of accountability. Mm. And like I said, it's bigger than just Chris Brown. Some people would have been coming at us saying that with Rihanna, he did the crime, he did the time. And it's bigger than just Rihanna. You know, it's the fact that this person has a record. It's the fact that despite doing the time, there's still a record of abuse to his name that far surpasses the most well-known being Rihanna. So This is far bigger than Chris Brown. This is literally the timing. This is what it means for a country like ours who are plagued by GBV and us trying to stand on our integrity of instilling or enforcing accountability to be finally taken in this country.
If you just joined us, we are chatting to Bulelwa Adonis, who is the spokesperson for the Women for Change organization. They are saying that they would be rather much more happy and we would be better off as a nation if we did not have Chris Brown come to perform in South Africa. In fact, they're saying the concert must be cancelled. Now, I want us to go to a quick ad break, Sindlulisa some adverts way too, and then we come back to this conversation. Up next, Bulelwa, is that what actions are you encouraging those who already have tickets? We understand Johannesburg is sold out, and we're also hearing that it is alleged that day two, maybe in Cape Town, is under the works of being planned out. I don't know how far that is going. What is your message to those who already have tickets to Chris Brown? That includes the men and women, the girls and boys who have those tickets in hand right now. And secondly, what actions have you been taking in making sure that this concert gets cancelled and Chris Brown gets barred from coming into the country? Hold on for me. We're selling something. We're coming back and you're answering that for us quickly.
Get more for even less with your Spar Rewards card. Shop red and save green with low prices on your favorite products and essentials. Like 4kg Spar frozen chicken mixed portions for only $149.99 per pack. Or 2-liter Spar full cream or low-fat, ultra-pasteurized fresh milk for just $32.99 each. Prices valid until 22 October. T's and C's apply.
There you have it. Bulelwa, what is your call to action to ticket holders right now?
So to the first part of your question, I will start by saying this. I know I have no authorization, no authority, or no say in how people choose to spend their money. Obviously, everybody has their own right and obligation to spend their money as they please and as they want. So I will not go into how people will spend their money. But I will just say, as a country, we need to get to a point where we treat our country like it's our home, and we need to adopt a manner of protectiveness in understanding that, knowing that, like crime being normal in this country, GBV is something that we've been plagued with prior COVID-19, and it'll be here long after. And you need to ask yourself the question if 2 days of entertainment is worthy, it's worthy of your money over getting to a point where your country acknowledges accountability, where as a woman or as a child, you can freely allow your loved ones to walk. Because I think that we've lost that picture.
Okay.
That there's a lack of freedom.
All right. Yes. Give Vumele, Mama, get emlonyeni. We've got 30 seconds to the news. Ngifuna ukuthi ingabe umuntu oke wenza i-GBV le against a woman, against a child, ingabe uyaxolelwa na uma ngabe kuyenza ukuthi axolelwe kuthiwe isindlula indaba yakhe ujezile and then isiphelile isikweleta sakhe or ujezile kudlulwe noma ngabe wangabanjwa naleyo nto iyohlala nawe umphelane.
So do people get forgiveness or not, essentially?
That's the question.
I'm a believer, I'm a Christian, I believe in forgiveness. But then I look at the state of my country and it doesn't mean that I'm going to eradicate the background of an individual, if that makes sense. Like if you're rehabilitated and you're fine and you're better, then I think forgiveness is allowed. But then if not, I don't think there's a need for such people to integrate in all society.
Super stuff. I think we may need to continue this conversation maybe in a week or two. We call you back. We give you enough time. We delve deeper. But thank you so much for your time, Mom. We appreciate you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Hey, ta-da. It's time to find out what's happening in traffic. It is the Rise FM Drive.